Hey, greetings, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. It's Oswald here, Radio ITG, powered by FileCloud, as we get ready to bring you the first matchup, Clan Base Spring 2005 Open Cup, in just a few minutes.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see, take all my friends and take me too. Don't think that I won't come for you. You're ready to fire the last one I'm clean.
They're all over me.
When it comes down to the wire, you'll scream in terror.
God help us all.
That's right. It's time to buckle up and get ready for another long Open Cup here at Clan Base. This is spring at 2005 Urban Terror Open Cup, and it's set up to be a very good one. 72 clans signed up, and we are divided into three leagues again this year: Premier, Second League, and Third League. Today's inaugural match is going to be from the Third League. And it is going to feature Aardvark versus Syndicate CTF. Now, from what I heard in the War Channel, I guess both of these clans are more or less CTF clans. So they're not, I don't know. I don't want to say they're not skilled in Team Survivor, but predominantly they play CTF. So we'll see actually what happens here today in this matchup. Aardvark, looking at some history here for Aardvark, checking out the Urban Terror 5-on-5, currently 560 points. They are ranked 61st, their last five matches, not doing so hot, 1-4, some close matches, some close losses here, 18-4 versus the only losers can play from Denmark. 17-10 loss to a Dramatic Cause, one of the strong Portuguese clans. Blowout here, 28-10 against that, a 28-10 win against their most recent loss here. Only losers can play. And finally, a 16-12 loss versus CAC Boons. They did take part in the Urban Terror Fall 2004 Cup. Unfortunately, no love for them. They were 0-4. They didn't even make it out of the group stage. They only scored 35 points to giving up 136. So they have their work cut out for them today against the Syndicate CTF. As I said, one of the better CTF clans, currently 991 points on the 5v5 CTF ladder. They are ranked 14th. 3-1 in their last five matches. Yes, I know that does not add up to five. That's because they just joined the ladder January 13th, so about a month ago. They had a 16-8 loss against Aardvark on Turnpike and on Offshore. So we'll see if that factors in here later today. Just about, I'm hoping about 10 minutes here, is we are in server here. I believe we're on the Aardvark server, as I see all their gamers in there. So we're still waiting for a Syndicate to show up. Got a couple Syndicate game members in there right now. So getting back here, some other matches. I said 16-8 Syndicate lost to Aardvark, so that might come into play here because Turnpike is going to be one of the levels we play. I think that's going to be the second level up today after UT Casa. They also had a victory against Dramatic Cause, 13-2. Also had a win against the Saints, 9-7. And another victory against the Dutch team, 26-4. Not really much information to pass on about their February 6th matchup against Ari. The only comment worth noting, Syndicate said they did not play well on Turnpike, did need a little more practice. So that could come into play here as we go to halftime and come back into the second map, which is going to be Turnpike. So, you know, CTF does play a bit different than Team Survivor here. A little bit more teamwork involved, I think, in CTF in order to capture a flag. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We do have a full week of matches scheduled here on Inside the Game. I've taken the liberty to to sign up for 8 matches, I believe it is right now. Maybe there's 7 matches right now. There's basically, like Sin said, one every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And Saturday, I am possibly looking at doing a doubleheader here. Sunday. Looking at a doubleheader. We do have an early game at 11 p.m. Pacific. What is that? Oh, you know, I think I screwed that up. No, I did. Sorry, it's at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Pacific, 19 CET. So I'm definitely going to – that matchup will definitely be done with inside of 2 hours, which means I'll probably cover a later match here. We got quite a few to choose from. R3 versus EG, GPG versus RRS, NF versus DNB. So I got quite a few matches here. So Sunday most likely going to be a doubleheader. So you can look forward to that. So 9 matches this week. That's not too bad. I'm going to try to average that, considering what happens with my job schedule. So keep that in mind. And if you need any further information on what is being covered, you can go to radioitg.com, click on schedule, and you'll see all the matches hosted right there. Also, if you are taking part in the Clan Base Open Cup Spring 2005 and you want your match covered, feel free to send me an email, oswald@radioitg.com, or a private message, and I'll make sure that we get that match casted. I figured, you know, some clans, you know, like to see how they sound on air. So if you want your match casted, just send me an email, and we will make that happen. I'm going to step away here and see how things are coming on the server as it looks like they left. I guess they're going to the other server here. So, yep. Actually, they're going to try the other server right now. They're going to try the Syndicate server. So give us a couple minutes, and we'll come back with some more information for you. It's Oswald. You're tuned in Inside the Game.
ITG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here with you. Clan Base Open Cup Spring 2005 Urban Terror coverage. A lot of shoutcasting. A lot of Urban Terror, and it's what it's all about. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think this is the best organized, best run league out there.
Let's see. Who wants weed off there?
Nobody wants.
Who wants weed off there?
I don't want weed off here.
I won, and that's a map.
Get off my phone!
Legs.
Oh, I'm not gonna deal with this tonight.
Great, that means I'm not gonna get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio ITG.
And we are just ready to start here. Team Survivor going to begin in just about 10 seconds. Good luck to everybody involved. And the match starts now in 3, 2, 1. Good luck and have funds being exchanged. And here we go. We're going to start out with the blue team. That is Art. As Art quickly makes their run through the fountain courtyard and in into the patio courtyard where action unfolds very quickly. Nothing but blue bodies of the member of Ard lying on the ground as we pick it up here with Handyman coming under the archway onto the patio courtyard. He's got 3 gamers from the Syndicate in front of him, and he is going to be taken down there by Nightmare very quickly. That is the first round, very quick. Things happen very quick in Urban Terror, if you had not noticed. Ard came out very quick, and it did not meet them with much success here to begin this first 20-minute round. Art now spawns. They take up a position, defensive position, over in the patio courtyard as they hold down the main square alley. That's basically a T-intersection. Usually see a lot of grenade spam through that intersection as we have Sir and El Presidente hanging back. Alley Timber is going to be a prime spot for the snipers, both SR8 and PSG1. As we watch Handyman now making a run down the Alley Timbers, he's going to drop into the marketplace, trying to get the drop on Nightmare. Not able to do so as Elliott comes through. The market score Alley guns him down. Scorcher doing a nice job, takes down El Presidente, who is coming up the Alley Timbers. So Syndicate playing very well here. And last gamer, 4R, just got taken out. That was Nim. Brains with the kill, so that's going to be 2-0 here. We do play total rounds here in the Cup qualifiers. So it's 10-9 in the first round. We just roll that score over to the second and continue adding on to it. Match has started again. This is the third round here as we follow Nightmare out of the red spawn. Here he comes into the patio courtyard. He's got the Death in front of him. The Death now looking to make a run into the fountain courtyard. He does under the arched foyer he goes. And he's going to emerge over in the marketplace as we continue to follow his action. The Death doing a good job here so far. He's got 2 kills, no deaths. But that quickly changes. Handyman tosses a grenade just at the exit of the Alley Timbers. And we see an F-bomb there dropped by the Death. That was beautiful. Nice anticipation there by Ard, who's down to their last gamer. Once again, it is Handyman. He's got the SR8 out as he quickly runs through the main square alley. He's going to come out just beneath the fountain courtyard, aiming back toward that T-intersection I spoke about a little bit earlier, over and through the fountain, up the stairs, into the upper hallway, which is just adjacent and above the fountain, usually referred to by myself as the upper fountain hallway or the narrow side hallway, both are the same areas as he's now crouching on the patio as he is the last gamer here as we watch action unfold on the mini-map. And 2 gamers here left alive for Syndicate, Scorcher, and Nightmare. And just as I come back, it is Nightmare coming up the stairs, blasting away with his LR-300. Down goes Handyman, down goes Ard, and they are down 3-0 now. As action very quickly here with Ard making his way into the marketplace. That is Sir as he crouches and quietly walks down the Alley Timbers, trying to emerge over near the red spawns where you see Brains, who's looking like he wants to go around the corner there and meet up with Ard. Not going to happen. Here comes Handyman through very quickly. Handyman gunned down by Brains. Action unfolds. That is Elliott and Brains under heavy fire here from Ard. Ard doing a nice job as Presidente and Nim coming through. Nim gets shot, but Presidente doing a fine job here. Calling for a medic now. That is Nim. And Nim, along with Red, are looking to heal up here, but unable to as the Death is providing some gunfire here. Nice DE to end the round. Nim going down. Death with a nice little pistol whip there. Score now 4-0 in favor of Syndicate. And who said Syndicate was just a CTF team? Doing a good job here to start this Cup qualifier. As we go to the upper fountain hallway, that was a Death with his SR8 taking a couple of pot shots down that long hallway at Clan Ard. Sir now jumping down, going into the hallway, emerging back out on the patio courtyard. Action unfolding here rather quickly. Up in the upper fountain hallway, Scorcher under attack. He's going to be taken down. Sir on the kill, but just as he comes through, Sir gunned down himself by the Death once again. Death getting the final kill there. And I guess that is fitting that Sir meets with Death. And Death, top scorer so far for any gamer. 7 kills, 2 deaths for himself. Score here is 5-0, and we're not even 5 minutes in here, folks. So it could be a long day for Ard, but they also have a lot of game to get those points back. As we move into the fountain courtyard here, we got El Presidente going down the slope, and he's looking to climb up onto the overpass. Decides against it, continues on over to the T-intersection, over to the main square alley. And around the Alley Timbers, he comes with a clanmate, that being, I believe that is Sir. Yes, it is. They emerge out in the marketplace, and under heavy fire, Brains and Scorcher under attack. El Presidente taking down two with his LR-300. As Sir now coming through, we see Handyman yelling, go, go, go. As Handyman doing a good job there. Unfortunately, he now gets taken out. are reaping once again. They are going after Nightmare here, and this could get them back into the game here. Nightmare, the last member left standing here for Syndicate, and he's over on the patio of the Upper Fountain Hallway. Under attack, El Presidente coming through, gets shot down with the automatic rifle. He whips out the Beretta. Nightmare does, but Sir, that was no match for Sir with an automatic rifle. There's the first point for Ard. Our score now 5-1 as Ard starts the comeback here. 1 point at a time. That's how you do it, especially here in Urban Terror. Especially when you have this much time left. They have 33 minutes to go, not only in this match, but in the next map. So they got quite a bit of time still remaining on the clock. Action taking place over in the old alley as Elliot comes around. That was Red and Sir coming through. Neither of them able to survive that attack. Is it down the... So I'm getting some funny messages here. Down the alley, Timbers, Ard was trying to infiltrate the old alleyway once again, but not going to have any of that as Syndicate puts a stop to it. And that is around 6-1 our score. Back with Clan Ard we go. They spawn over in the new alleyway, looking down the alley, Timbers. That is Nim under attack as he quickly retreats down to the open patio about midway through that hallway. Has an LR-300 out and just about 80% of his health. As he pokes his head around once again, he's going to run down that upper fountain hallway. He's going to be met with resistance. That is Death once again. Death whipping out the Remington SR-8 as he has backup now from a Scorcher. Syndicate doing a nice job of holding down the patio courtyard quickly through his Nim. Nim under heavy attack. He's able to fight off an attack by Death, killing him. But was not able to survive the second attack, and I take that back. He did. He was hiding there for just a minute under one of the overpasses, but quickly erased Elliot with the kill. Score now 7-1 in favor of Syndicate as they spawn in the new alleyway, quickly making their way over to the fountain patio. We pick up the action with Scorcher. He's got the HK G36 in hand with, it looks like, a silencer on it. He is... picks up a teammate there. That is Death. Death with the sniper rifle, the almighty SR-8, as they continue down that upper fountain hallway. Going to emerge over on the upper portion of the patio courtyard. They quickly make their way down, and they are trying to chase down Nim and El Presidente along with Red. As we pick up the action with El Presidente, who seems to be running after him as he now makes his way down the upper fountain hallway, coming out in the patio courtyard, sort of making a 180, doubling back, and we meet underneath the courtyard alley, one-on-one. El Presidente going after Brains, and it is Brains who comes out on top, 8-1 score with just about 10 minutes to go here in this first round. Been some good action, but all the action's been on the side of the red team. That is Syndicate CTF doing a very nice job here against Aardvark so far here on UT Casa. Action continues. We pick the action up with Ard. We pick it up with Nim, Sir, and Red. They are over in the marketplace as Red holding down the alleyway there. As we see his support members quietly, meticulously going down the alley, Timbers into the old alleyway they come. And very quickly, it is Sir on the charge, trying to flank Syndicate. As we see Brains now hopping up onto the patio courtyard, he does not see Sir. Now he sees Sir. Gunfire unfolds, and it is Sir who gets the kill, but Sir bleeds to death, not able to heal fast enough. Brains with the kill as we see Death now retreating, but as Death retreats, it is Red who catches a bullet from Elliot, and Aardvark goes down once again. Score 9-1 now in favor of Syndicate, and... honestly, I did not know it was going to be this one-sided. I actually thought it was going to be the other way around. I thought Aardvark would be the one with more points than Syndicate. But right now, that is not the case. Shows you what I know. Aardvark, a lot of good community members there to talk to on a regular basis. Want to give a shout-out to all of them. Also, shout-out to Syndicate. I have seen some of those guys around as well. As we see some action taking place over in the patio courtyard, Elliot and who was that? Sir going one-on-one, and it is Elliot with the kill. Now Nim coming around the old alleyway. He gets the drop on Elliot and guns him down. Another kill there with his LR-300 as we see Nim now going up high. He's going to take up a high position here overlooking the patio courtyard. As you can hear the gunfire in the background, he's taking aim at Brains and at Nightmare. He's going to have to reload here in just a moment. He's got the LR-300 out. Now he jumps down over near the main square alley. Not the best thing. He did hurt himself. He has healed, and he is back quickly running backwards, running away. But he is going to be flanked here from behind. Here comes Scorcher. Scorcher not able to see him. He sees him now with the HK. He and Brains going after Nim, but Nim not able to avoid all the incoming bullets. He gets gunned down just next to the fountain in the courtyard. Down he goes. 10-1 now is our score here. Syndicate in a comfortable position, at least for this first round here. As I mentioned in pregame, they did have some issues playing UT Turnpike. We'll see if that plays to the advantage of Aardvark here in just about 10 or 15 minutes after this match and a quick break has concluded. Over on the stairway, over in the marketplace patio, we see Aardvark healing up. That was Nim and Sir. Sir with his LR-300 out. Now holding down the marketplace with Nim as they quickly climb up, going down the alley. Timbers, here they come. We see a couple members from Syndicate. They're over in the patio courtyard. Two of the three of them there, Brains and Scorcher, they're not sure where Death is at the moment. We'll have to find Death as they make their way in to the fountain courtyard, being led by Brains. Brains has the LR-300. He's got about 95 health. Here comes Death. Death now supporting him. So all three members of Syndicate relatively in the same position in the patio courtyard. As we did hear somebody get hit there in the background, not sure who that was. As under attack, it is Brains quickly retreating down the main square alley. He is dropped on from above by Sir. Did not even see him. Sir gets a couple of shots in on him, but it is going to be Nim who is able to extinguish the life from a Syndicate right there. And they go in search of, actually, Nim. Nim is the last gamer alive for Aardvark. He's going to have to avoid, literally, he's going to have to avoid Death and a Scorcher. As we check out the action on the minimap, coming into the patio courtyard is Nim. And Scorcher and Death over near the upper fountain hallway. So they're relatively close together here. As we're going to stay with Death and Scorcher here for a minute, it looks like they're just going to wait it out and make Nim come to them. Nim over in the new alleyway near the spawn point. He's got full health. He's got his LR-300 out. As now he turns a corner and comes into the fountain courtyard where Syndicate just was, but they have since left their perch. As Nim continues on, he comes out the opposite end near the patio courtyard. He drops down now onto the ground, still in search of the last two Syndicate members here. This would be a big win. This would stop the bleeding here. This would also give Aardvark another point if they can somehow finish off this round. And it looks like the round time is going to expire here. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one. No points going to be awarded. The round has been a draw. No points awarded. The score will remain at 10-1 in favor of Syndicate. As we pick it up with Syndicate out of the spawn, they come down the new alleyway. Nightmare leading the charge as he makes his way up the staircase into the upper fountain hallway. He's got an HE grenade out. He's going to toss it in to the marketplace. Just overshot one of the R gamers. That was El Presidente, who was just near the doorway. And quickly picking up the action, it was Red coming down the upper fountain hallway. Did not even see Nightmare as Nightmare just popped out. Two shots down he goes. Nim going to try it again. Nim under heavy attack. He takes down one, but he gets gunned down himself. That's going to end the round here. Death again with the kill. Death doing a very nice job. Sort of slacked off here a little bit. He's got 13 kills. Elliot now leading all scorers with 17. Top point scorer for Aardvark. That is Nim with 11. So Syndicate holding down the market. Not the marketplace, that's the patio courtyard. Yes, a lot of courtyards in this map, if you haven't noticed. Holding down the patio courtyard, Elliot under attack, quickly retreating around the corner. He heals himself, reloads his LR-300, and he goes back on the offensive here as he comes back around the corner. He's going to get some support from his teammates, Death And Scorcher healing him up, so he's back to 80% health or so. So Scorcher and Elliot up on the patio here. And quickly turning the corner, going down the old alleyway, Handyman bleeding to death. Elliot with the kill as he just tacks on a couple more points to his overall score. Although individual score really has nothing to do with the team score, seeing this is a team-based game. Granted, I always stress that in these type of situations. And last gamer for Ard was just killed. Scorcher with that kill, 12-1 now. Syndicate out and running. Aardvark not able to play with him, not able to hang with him on this level so far. As they continue to struggle here just a bit. As we see Nim now. Oh, Nim gets shot from behind. Brain's coming up the stairs. Nim never saw him near the upper fountain hallway. And he is gunned down. We're going to pick the action up with El Presidente. He's got the MP5K out. He is over in the new alleyway. And from behind, he was not able to see them quick enough. That was Scorcher coming through the walkway from the marketplace. He got the drop on El Presidente, gunned him down. As now we go in-game with Nightmare, and Nightmare able to get the kill on Handyman, and is going to be Sir, who is the last gamer left alive. He gets gunned down by Death. Aardvark falling way behind here, so it's going to be difficult here in the second round. We'll have to see just what sort of problem Syndicate is going to have on Turnpike. Once we switch over to the map, as we're just at about the 2-minute mark here left on UT Casa, our score 13-1 in favor of Syndicate. As we are in the Marketplace Courtyard, we got to give props to the obligatory crate as always. Yes, that is a crate that actually has the word obligatory crate stamped on it. For what reason? Absolutely none. We pick the action up with Brains, LR300 in hand as he makes his way down the new alleyway from the Marketplace. Coming up on the covered passageway, that is the spawn area, climbing up onto the balcony where he takes a couple of shots at Red from Ard. Able to avoid those. Red gets a drop on Death as he comes up into the upper fountain hallway, but coming around the backside, that was Brains who takes down Red once again. Add another point here for Syndicate, 14-1 now, as we see some grenade action being tossed over near the arched foyer. Nobody home for Syndicate. As now Brains makes his way under that arched foyer, past the fountain. He hooks up with Nim from Ard. Gunfire ensues. Standing toe-to-toe with each other. Brains gets Nim, but then Brains from above is gunned down by Presidente, who falls under heavy attack from Scorcher and Death, who made their way through the upper fountain hallway and on the patio. It is a bleeding corpse of El Presidente left to rot. As Ard continuing to have troubles here on UT Casa. Handyman, our last Ard gamer left alive under heavy attack. He whips out an HE grenade, trying to drop it in the direction of of Syndicate. Not able to do so. He is gunned down. That is the end of that round. Handyman taken out by Nightmare. And I think that, between the two words Nightmare and Death, I think those two things sort of describe what has happened here to Aardvark. Score 15-1. Elliot and Brains, the top two scorers here for Syndicate, 20 and 18 kills respectively. And for Aardvark, we're looking at 14 kills for Nim, 9 for Handyman. And all you have to do is look at the kill to death ratio, and it tells a story. Aardvark unable to get much going here, and that's, like I said, this score is, you can overcome this score. I'm still going off the premise that Syndicate said they had issues with Turnpike. Turnpike going to play a little bit different here, and that is going to end the match here in just about 2 minutes. We have round time left out to play as we pick it up with Red Glinder. We'll call him Red Glinder. I'm sorry if that's not his name. That's why I've been calling him Red. Anyways, that map going to be a little bit different in terms of gameplay. As we have a minute 50 here left in the round time, total game time has been extinguished, but we do play out the round here. Score 15-1. As, like I said, the kill-to-death ratio tells the story, especially if you wear an aardvark tag. All in the negatives. Nim with the best kill to death ratio, 14 kills, 16 deaths. And obviously, you look at Syndicate, who gets the last kill here, and they take the match 16-1. Top scorer is there, Elliot with 22. So some good work there by Syndicate. Good work there by Syndicate here as we roll over to Turnpike. We're going to take a quick break and come right back here with the second round. It's Oswald here on Inside the Game as we follow Clan Base Spring at 2005 Cup Urban Terror action.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
So apparently the odds are 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter in this very moment.
You can thank us later. This is the new Radio ITG.
And welcome back, Oswald here, Inside the Game, as we literally are inside the game right now. That game, Urban Terror. For those of you who don't know, UrbanTerror.net, it's a mod for Quake 3. Been around here for damn near 5 years, believe it or not. We'll celebrate our 5th year anniversary in August. Very hard to believe. A lot of good things on the plate, though, for the development team. And Urban Terror, we do have a port coming to enemy territory. Enemy territory, one of the big online games right now. We're going to take advantage of that and the community. So look forward to sometime this year. ET, UT coming your way. A lot of the ET and Wolfenstein sites are going to be carrying information about that, as well as most in the Urban Terror community. So checking out scores there, which is really no reason to check out the scores. We saw how it ended. Very ugly match here for Aardvark. Turnpike could be another story, though. Turnpike plays very fast. I think much faster than what we just experienced there on Casa. We'll see what happens. It looks like Art is making a couple of substitutions here as well. As we drop here inside the scores very quickly from that first round, which, like I said, sort of an ugly round if you happen to be on, excuse me, the side of Aardvark. Elliot led all scorers, 22 kills, 8 deaths. Nightmare, 18 kills, 8 deaths. Brains, 18 and 10 deaths, 17 and 7. He had a very good game early on. Scorcher, 12 and 6. And their sub, Sake, didn't get in. As we roll over to Aardvark here, Nim, 14 and 16. El Presidente and Handyman both had 9 kills, 18 deaths. Red with 4 kills, 18 deaths. Sir, 3 and 17. And Souza was the sub. So a very difficult time there for Aardvark, who like I said, last year here, or last cup season, had a very difficult time as well, going out in 4 straight matches, not getting out of the group stage. But things can change. All it usually takes is 2 victories, maybe 3, 200-300 points in order to advance to the playoffs. And we'll see if that happens this year for Aardvark or this year for Syndicate, as they both play over in, I believe it was Group D, if I recall correctly. I don't have that information in front of me. Group C, Third League Group C. Looks like we're ready to start here in just about 5 seconds. 3-2-1, and here we are. UT Turnpike is up. 20 minutes on the clock. We'll see if this plays out. Score right now 16-1 here in favor of Syndicate. So Aardvark has a big hill, a big number to overcome here, and it does not start out very well for them right now. As two gamers already down here for Aardvark, as they quickly come through the company park in front of the Metro Transit Station. And inside the office building, we go just passing the secretary desk, the reception entrance. Upstairs goes Aardvark. And Aardvark, like we said, Aardvark coming out very strong here. They get the win here in the first round. And it looks like Syndicate is calling for a timeout here. They're asking the admin to pause. And there it is going to be paused at the end of the round here. So unfortunately, we have to play out 2 minutes 46 seconds here in order for Syndicate to actually get that timeout. So they may as well try their best here. Syndicate, that is, as it looks like they are one gamer down. Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nope. Actually, they are a gamer down. The sub has not come back in, but we have 2:26 here as they are asking, and he has already joined, asking the sub to join, which he has. Excuse me. So 5-on-5 now. As it looked like Nightmare had an extremely high ping. He is disconnected. I am sure he will connect back up here in just a few minutes. As we await his arrival once again. I want to give a shout out to our admin, McTelekosis. McTelly, as I will call him. Doing a good job for us here. He has the timeout underway. And there will be a pause here at the end of this round as we pick up the action out on William Street. Just around the front parking lot there, the south parking lot, action taking place as we see Syndicate retreating. Retreating now into the park, into the metro station. That is Nightmare. Nightmare with the LR300 coming through the opposing door. It is Sir, and Sir gets gunned down. There is our pause. Round has ended. Score here 1-1. And we'll see what the pause is going to do for us. While they are paused, we're going to step away for a quick break.
Radio ITG.
And we are back after that quick break. It looks like they are trying to get another sub here in the game. Sir saying you could have paused the game 2 seconds earlier because he was the last gamer alive before he was gunned down as he came through the metro station door. As it's paused and we still see blood hanging in the air here. Pretty funny. So we are paused. We are waiting to see if we are going to pick up one more gamer here for Syndicate. Syndicate in red this round. Ard in blue. As we quickly check out UT Turnpike, as I said, you can find that map, urbanterra.net/turnpike.jpg, and it is dotted with a lot of yellow. That's why this is one of those maps that there's a lot of places, a lot of descriptive places you can talk about in this map. As we've already seen, a lot of action takes place over in the company park, around the south parking lot. And especially inside the main office. There's just many, many different routes gamers can take. For example, from the metro station into the office, you have two different entrances. You can go through the reception entrance, or you can actually go through the park entrance. You can actually drop in from the second story window, go down the staircase, and enter the main office as well. So just an unbelievable number of routes you can take to and from on this level. And looks like we're ready to resume here in 3, 2, and 1. We are back. Score now 1-1 as Syndicate ties things up here in the second round. But remember, they have a huge lead based on their 16-1 drumming here on UT Casa. As we follow Aardvark now out of the spawn, they come around the side building near the stairs underneath the alley train tracks as they make their way into the metro station. And on the opposing side of the metro station, they're gonna find Syndicate. Here we go. Action unfolds. Handyman bled to death. Elliot with the kill. Sir also on the wrong end of a weapon there. He also gets taken down. Nightmare now runs inside the metro station. He is dancing with Soze. And Soze pistol whipped by Nightmare. Score now 2-1 in favor of Syndicate. We have about 16:45 left on the clock. Syndicate starting out on the north parking lot, making their way into the metro station very quickly and out into the company park. And inside the office building we go. This is Death. Yes, we are with Death. No, not the guy in the black hooded robe with the scythe, but Death from Syndicate. And he has dealt out a lot of that today. As we see Ard now hanging just above the metro transit entrance here on the backside on the north side of the map. And in and out of the metro station, that was Nim, but quickly met with resistance. Elliot now coming into the metro station. Somebody else going to take their shot inside against Elliot. They do, and that was Ard. But Ard gets gunned down. Big spaz blast. Got out the boomstick and it just leveled him. Syndicate, Death and Scorch are healing each other now, and that is going to give them the round win there as Soze bleeds to death. Nightmare with the final attack there, doing in Soze. Score now 3-1. Syndicate doing well. As I said, this level plays different in Team Survivor than it does in CTF, although this is one of the more fast-paced CTF maps. Action. It's one of the faster. Let me say it's one of the faster paced CTF maps. When CTF usually is not that fast paced, you're hearing the action right now in the world of Team Survivor, and a lot of action taking place here, which is a good thing. Sir and Handyman is Sir climbing up onto the wall, trying to get the drop on Saki. Not able to do so. Things slowing down here is looks like Ard going to heal up just on the front side of the map, or check that the back side of the map over near the back loading docks, and it is going to be Nightmare who catches a bullet from Red. That was the last kill, so Ard gets another point back. 3-2 is our score here in this round as we respawn with Aardvark coming underneath the alleyway, down the alleyway parking lot underneath the elevated train tracks. Aardvark now in pursuit of Syndicate, and they're going to hook up over near the reception entrance, and that's Handyman hanging near the side of the door. He gets the drop on, I believe that was Elliot. Yes, it was. Gets the drop on Elliot, takes him out, as we have another little healing party going on here for Aardvark, going upstairs as we do onto the second story. Looking down William Street, we do not see anybody from Syndicate there as we quickly go inside the main office. And come out just near the reception entrance overlooking the park. That is Nightmare. That is Scorcher. Here they come inside the office building. They go as we see Nightmare now quickly making his way upstairs, second floor, looking out the window, looking down William Street once again. Nothing happening there. Nightmare going to be content here for just a moment to hold that position. He's got support now from Saki and Scorcher as we head back downstairs. And here comes the attack from Ard under attack. Sir coming around the corner on the wrong end of the G36. And it's Scorcher with the Scorcher looking to get some medical attention here as he is hiding in the little cubbyhole where the trash can is. He gets another kill on Handyman. He is under attack on the stairwell. Here comes Aardvark infiltrating very fast and never having a chance. That is Nightmare gunned down at the last minute by Soze, and that is around 3-3 our score now. Ard has tied it up, but they are still down by about 15 points here. Time on the clock just coming up on 13 minutes. As we see a nice shot there from Scorcher. That was a headshot. He was able to take out Red. As once again through the reception entrance, Handyman dealing out some death blows there. Before he meets up with a bullet in his head. So Aardvark doing a better job on this map than they were on the previous map, UT Casa. Still down to Sir. Sir with the boomstick. Yeah, now he changes it for his MP5K. Not sneaky enough. He gets dropped. And that was Elliot with the kill. Once again, checking out the scores here. Checking out the scores. Nightmare on top. 7 kills for Syndicate. Soze for Ard with 6. We are right now live with Nightmare. You can hear the action unfolding. I believe that is just inside the office building as the walls painted red with blood from both Aardvark and Nightmare. And you hear the gunfire in the background. That is Nim and Scorcher. It's going to be Scorcher who comes out alive. Another body laying there. Another blue Aardvark member. That was Soze. And around the corner over the north parking lot near the side of building stairs, Handyman and Sir under heavy attack from Syndicate. That was Scorcher dealing out some more death blows there for the Syndicate CTF. So good work by Syndicate. They have taken a 5-3 lead here on UT Turnpike. As we follow Death here for just a minute, looks like he's running down the stairs as we pick up the action live in first person here with Red Glenn. He's got a grenade out. He tries to time the grenade drop, not able to do so as he gets shot in the head by Elliot. Nightmare, it just flips to him. He also gets taken out. So more action unfolding here as we continue to watch over in the north parking lot. And up on top of the metro station entrance, that was Soze You really have nowhere to run or hide up there. That is one of those areas that more predominantly used in CTF, not so much here in Team Survivor. I've seen Ard use it a couple of times now, not really sure what for, as we see Sir using the cool wall jumping technique there, and it's rare that you see that being used as well. So kind of nice to see some of the new features that the development team put in being used here. Sir doing some pretty fancy jumping here, and fortunately, those points don't count towards the final score, Sir. The kills do, as we see Elliot under attack. Oh, back-to-back, we got a gamer from Syndicate and a gamer from R. They did not see each other. They were literally side-by-side with their backs to each other, aiming opposing ways. And, wow. That's all I can say. Wow. Soze now, second floor in the office building. He's got out a knife. He's looking to make a knife attack for some reason, not able to do so. Scorcher coming up there with support from Elliot. They are able to gun him down. Another victory here for Syndicate. 7-3 is our score. We are at the 10-minute mark, just inside 10 minutes now to go here in this match. As we follow Nightmare running down William Street, passing the SUV, going to come around the corner as it is filled with smoke. And somebody had to have a pair of goggles on. Not sure who that was. That was Soze, but he is able to pick off the Syndicate member. Nice little tactic there. He just sort of waited on the other side of the smoke. Didn't think anybody could see him, but guess what? Peekaboo! Hey, now it looks like Handyman's trying that same little maneuver here now in the south parking lot as he makes his way into the park, dropping some smoke and checking, looking through the smoke with the night vision goggles, with the goggles there. As I'd never seen that technique actually perfected as it was right there. Caught two gamers not ready on the side of Syndicate. As we see Ard now taking one round back, 7-4 is our score. As we start up with Red, we see the attack here coming by Ard. Ard doing a nice job here. Scorcher headshot gets a whole lot of hole from Soze's DE. As Soze and Red now continue their attack, making their way over to the transit station, the metro station parking lot. Inside they go. Soze whipping out the shotgun here. Now he switches back to the Spaz 12 shotgun. They're waiting on the edge of the door, and Nightmare never saw him. Quickly came through. They extinguished his life, trying to get the drop on him, and they do. Elliot never saw Red coming from behind. And they are able to flank him, get another kill. But unfortunately, Soze not able to put up with the final attack here from Sake, taken down. And again, 8-4. So double up now. Syndicate has doubled up Aardvark. But Aardvark playing much better here on UT Turnpike. Staying together in a group. A lot of action unfolding underneath the train tracks. And when all is said and done, Aardvark comes out with two gamers alive. Check that. Make that three gamers alive. Now they have two. We have a two-on-one Aardvark in search of Death, and Death finds them. They were healing underneath the train tracks. Death retreating now down into the parking lot, trying to avoid. Oh, big shot there from the SR-8. Death put a serious beat down on Aardvark there. An amazing shot as the body went flying back there. Aardvark not able to do much as Syndicate steals a point away there. 9-4 now. Props to Death on that kill. Action once again starting up here as we have respawned underneath the train tracks again. And this is what got Aardvark in trouble last time, as a heal underneath the train tracks. But this time it pays off differently. Handyman able to seek out Death and put him into the ground before he can come back and just steal another round away. 9-5 is our score here as we pick up the action with Nightmare. Nightmare coming through the reception entrance. A lot of action, a lot of blue team members from Aardvark there taking on Syndicate. Scorcher running through there with Saki. Saki now going to the restroom. Nobody in the restroom area as he comes back around near the reception desk. Coming through the reception entrance, that is Handyman under heavy attack from Scorcher and Saki. It's going to be Saki who gets a kill with his pistol. 10-5 now is our score. And I'm probably just about ready to write this game off in terms of our winner here. It is going to be Syndicate. They are doubled up the score right now, 10-5 in favor of Syndicate. Aardvark going to play out this round here. Doing a mighty fine job, I may add, too, here on UT Turnpike, but just a bit outclassed in terms of skill, as Syndicate doing a fine job here, putting the smackdown on Aardvark. Elliott trying to retreat, not able to do so, catches a bullet as Aardvark continuing to put a lot of pressure, a lot of blue bodies around the Syndicate as Syndicate goes down one more time, 10-6 now. All that action unfolding back in the north parking lot near the Jeep. As very quickly out of their spawn, it is Aardvark once again. Grenades being exchanged. A grenade catches Soze. I checked that. That was a G36 that caught Soze. As now Nightmare under attack from two Aard gamers. That is Sir. That is Red. And it's going to be Red with the kill. Both have automatic LR-300s out now as they go inside the north parking lot entrance. Inside walls painted red one more time. That is the Blood of Death. As Aardvark doing a good job, big headshot there by on Saki from Red, but Red not able to turn around quick enough and take out Scorcher inside the office there. That is going to give another point to the Syndicate CTF as they continue on a torrid pace here. 11-6 now is the score. As we see Soze with the goggles once again, he's got the SR-8 out. Not really the way to win a match when you're down by this many with the sniper rifles, but they continue to hold true to the weapons they believe in, so he continues to use his SR-8 as we follow Syndicate somewhat retreating here as we pick it up with Nightmare near the south parking lot. He's going to come around the south service entrance just in front of the blue van as he makes his way near the company park. He's going to drop in. No, the park as we see action taking place here on the back side of the map as we make our way through there. No action near the metro station parking lot. Nightmare on his own. Handyman chasing after him here. Pulling up the mini-map, they are on opposing ends, but believe me, it will not take long for them to find each other. Is now Aardvark on the front side of the map, on the south side of the map, near the McCain supply yard, as we see Nightmare drop back in to the metro station. As the need to know is, looks like Aardvark now going inside in the reception office. They start firing. You can see one of them calling to be healed here. That is Aardvark calling to be healed. They're just inside the reception entrance of the office building as they were just about to make a move. And it looks like Handyman going to hang back here for just a minute. Wait for his teammate. He's got Soze with him. They are just outside the west entrance to the metro station. Here they come quickly through the metro station, but Nightmare nowhere to be found. We're down to 1 minute here of round time. Nightmare hiding behind the post or the mailbox out on William Street. As now he comes around the south parking lot near the south service entrance, just near the blue van. Nightmare being very quiet here. He is crouched. He does have a G36 out. Here we go. Around the corner, Nightmare gets a drop on Soze. He's also able to gun down Handyman. Some nice show of skills there. The two-on-one factor we thought would go to Aardvark. Not so. Is Nightmare able to take down both of them very quickly, very effectively. And nice job there by Syndicate once again. And checking out the scores here, individual scores. Scorcher leading all gamers, 18 kills. Soze with 16 for Aardvark. As we speak about Red, Red just gets gunned down. Namer's on at the opposite. Namer's a Nightmare on the opposite. And his name looks like Namer for some reason. N8M4R3. I'm glad I asked. His name was Nightmare. Flawless victory there for Syndicate. As we hit the two-minute mark here left in this match, somewhat one-sided today in favor of Syndicate. They have had no trouble so far disposing of Aardvark. As we see Nim near the reception entrance, 3-on-1, Nim in a flurry of bullets gets gunned down. He gets outgunned. A lot of action around the south parking lot, running very quickly, hopping through was Red. And Red never saw the bullets. He gets gunned down once again as we pick it up with Red and the rest of Aardvark. Grenades being exchanged now over in and under the train tracks in the alley. Grenade after grenade being tossed. Red catches a grenade. Not what you want to do, Red, is catch a live grenade. That does not bode well for the remainder of your day. And around the corner, blown back was Elliott by another well-timed grenade. Maybe it was just bad timing on the part of Elliott to run around the corner right when that grenade exploded. We pick up Death as he enters the alley entrance going inside the office building. He's got his LR-300 out. He's got the medical pack on his back and a full clip in his weapon, 100% health, as he hooks up with the other teammates from Syndicate in the north parking lot as they make their way off towards the metro station. As we enter the metro station, no action there from Aardvark. We pick up Sir with the... Sir had the HK-69 out. Now he's got the MP5K out. We'll see what he can do with that. As you hear the MP5K going off in the background, just behind the Jeep, that is Death. And Death able to put Sir out of his misery there. Sir only had about 15 at 20% health remaining. 11 seconds to go in the match, and this match is going to be just about over here. We do have to play at the round time, which is at 3 minutes. I don't believe it'll last that long. We see Handyman, another tactic that they tried a little bit earlier with the smoke and being picked off, and plink, there it goes. Handyman able to pick one member off with his PSG-1. They seem to favor that tactic. It works fairly well. When you have ammo in your PSG-1, he does not have any ammo left. He switches to his DE, not able to get it out fast enough. And that is going to do it. Final score in this second round, 16-6. We're going to step away very quick, come back with our final results, and pay out our players of the game. It's Oswald. You're dialed in right here inside the game.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up.
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new
family-oriented radio.
And welcome back. It is Oswald here, the post-game wrap-up after this inaugural match for the Clanbase Spring 2005 Open Cup. We are playing Urban Terror in a big, big victory today for Syndicate. Final score, 32-7. Unfortunately, and this is no slam on Ard. Ard was never in the game from the word go. They got down quickly in the first round on UT Casa and never really caught back up. We thought we might have a chance here in the second round on UT Turnpike, as I had heard that the Syndicate had some issues on Turnpike. Unfortunately, those issues did not hold true in Team Survivor today. So Syndicate CTF victorious 32-7 over Aardvark. Our players of the game here is we look over... Look over what happened. We pay out one player of the game to Nightmare of Syndicate. He had two very good rounds. First round on Casa, he was 18-8. And on the second round, 21-12. So props to Nightmare from Syndicate. He is player of the game for the Syndicate. And on the side of Aardvark, I'm going to hand it out. Who can we hand it out here? Checking things out. I think I'm going to hand it out. It's a tough call. Tough call. I'm going to hand it out to Soze. He had a good second round here. Red was right behind him in terms of voting, but Soze, 16 kills, 17 deaths. So he is our player of the game for Aardvark. So prop to Nightmare and Soze in this match. And the music is playing, and I'm sure everyone knows what that means. That means this is the end of this match today, and I do want to thank both Syndicate CTF and Aardvark, along with our admin today, Mick Telly, for providing Inside the Game a chance to cover this match. Yeah, I know a little bit one-sided, and sometimes leaves the interest a little bit to be desired, but I'm glad everybody could tune in and hear the first catch from this Clan Base Cup, as we have plenty more coming your way. Remember, we have a full slate of games this week. Check us out tomorrow. Tomorrow we have GUG versus IQS on Casa and Turnpike. That should be a very good game, as IQS are the returning champions. For Inside the Game, it's Oswald. We'll see you next time. Goodbye now.
Over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.